Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Brianna Donahue.
Hi, Brianna. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Good, thank you. You're calling about a new patient, correct?
Yes.
Okay, just a second, please. Judith Manzano?
Manzano, yes.
Sorry, Manzano. Okay. Okay, amazing. So I see you spoke to Mimi already.
Yes.
Okay, so I'd just like to run through the process a bit with the new patients or caregivers or whoever signing them up, just to let them know a bit about how it goes with the application. So the patient has to have two assessments to get approved by the state, by Maximus, which is a company that works with the state. And then you're going to have to collect some financial documents, which will have to be approved by the county. Usually the county is what takes some time to get the approval from. That's what is usually the holdup. But the process usually takes about, it ranges between 30 to 90 days, usually about 6 weeks. So we get the services started. I'd just like to let you know that before, okay?
Okay.
Okay, great.
Stop. I'm on my phone.
Sorry,
you're
going to
keep hearing myself screaming in the background.
No, that's okay. Don't worry. Here, let me just pull you up here.
And to get the approval from, you said the county, correct? How do I go about that?
So, really, I'm going to be walking you through the whole process, the whole application process. I'm going to let you know exactly who to call and what documents are needed. Okay? So, and the county, you're going to have to send in some financial documents, and then I can be in touch with the county through email to see what the status is, and I'll be in touch with you. If you have any questions throughout the process, you can always call me. I would like to give you my number so you can save it if you have any questions now, and so that we can be in touch in the future. Okay?
Hello.
Just because you got transferred now. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm trying to pull up my notes so I can grab your number.
Sure.
I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, my number is 267-551-7438, and my name is Abigail. You can save my name, and Family First Care is the agency.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. I do have to just confirm also a few things about the patient. How are you related to the patient?
She's just a friend, a long-term friend of mine.
Okay. Okay. Do you know if the patient is making more than $2,900 a month?
She does not work at all.
Okay, but do you know if she's getting money from SSI or Social Security, Direct Express?
No, she doesn't get none of that.
Okay, does she own a home or a car?
No.
Any other assets that would be over $8,000?
No.
Anything in the bank, any savings, cash value?
No.
Okay, I just want to confirm that so that we can be sure that she'll be eligible. Because if not, then the government runs into some issues if they exceed a certain financial limit. Okay? So,
yeah.
And how about, is the patient married?
She's not. Actually, she is married in the process of getting a divorce.
Okay. And
yeah, her husband,
is she living with...
No, yeah, her husband's no longer around. She is living in a one-bedroom apartment.
Okay, that she owns, or...?
No, she lives with someone else.
Okay. And... is she living with any minors?
No.
Okay, fine. Amazing. So now I'm going to give you the broker's number to schedule the first assessment. This is the first step in the enrollment process. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The number is 877-550.
Mm-hmm.
4227.
Okay, and that's for the
okay.
broker.
So call the broker to schedule an assessment. I also want to tell you, at this assessment that you schedule, the broker is going to give the patient a doctor's form, which what we usually do is I have someone call you to fill out the form over the phone, so you don't have to fill it out by your doctor. Like, this is easier. You don't have to take it down, and someone will just call you. Is that okay?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Should I have them call you or the patient for this?
I would have them call her. She has
okay.
a lot more information.
Yeah, sure.
I'm trying to help her as much as I can, but she's at dialysis right now, so I'm not with her in person at the moment.
Yeah, no problem. And then for this assessment as well, the patient should be calling because they won't schedule without the patient on the phone. For most of the other
mm-hmm.
things, I think you would be able to schedule, but for this first one, they're going to need the patient on the phone.
That's fine. I did
okay.
give the other lady her phone number to add.
Okay.
I don't know if you,
you
see
gave,
it.
You gave Mimi the patient's number.
Yes.
Okay, that's 215-602-9944?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay, amazing. Yeah, I have it here. Okay, amazing. So let's be in touch. You can text me or the patient can text me, whichever one works better, just to let me know when you schedule the assessment for, okay?
So I had to call this broker number and you said schedule?
Yeah, schedule an assessment. And have either yourself or the patient just text me the date and time that you scheduled for.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Amazing. So let's be in touch, okay?
Yes.
Great. Would you like for me to be in touch with you or the patient after this?
You can call the patient.
Okay. Amazing.
I'm sorry. I'm just letting her... the patient know to call that number, schedule a day, and then let you know what day and time.
Yeah. And then someone's also going to call her to fill out the form over the phone.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Amazing. Okay. Take care.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Bye-bye. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.